Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you all tonight? I hope everyone is doing well. So, yes, you all got Felicia again tonight. Y'all got me. I am here to do the usual. Pray for you all. Believe God with you. And always see if there's anything that God would want us or want me to share with you. This show may not go as long because I'm not doing as well as I should be, but I'll make it. Okay, I'll make it as long as as long as I can. I don't have anything. I never come with anything additional to say. One day I will. All right, and you all know me. I just jump right on into it. I'm just going to just start taking the callers, praying and believing with you. And, pray that it's a good night. I prayed about the show earlier. I pray that tonight is another good night and that you all get exactly what you called in for. And thank you all for calling in, to have me to pray with you and believe God with you. I appreciate every caller, every person that called in tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you for trusting me to pray with you and to believe and trusting that God would use me to speak to you. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. Okay. And if you're listening, Prophet Randy, thank you also. Appreciate you for trusting me as well, allowing me to do this show. Thank you so much. You and your beautiful wife. Thank you. All right. I'm going to dive on in. Okay. And I'm going to start with my first caller here. And I have, let's see here, with your hand up. And you know what, y'all, please be patient with me because I think there's been a couple of times where I've opened up the call to someone who didn't have their hand up. I got so used to just clicking as I go down. And then there was a couple of people who didn't have their hand up, and I put them on the show by accident. So please be patient with me if you just want to listen to the show and I call on you, you didn't have your hand up. I apologize in advance. Just please forgive me and be patient with me. Okay. Thank you for that. All right. So our first caller here with a hand up is going to be, I have a 662-806. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. This is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Hi, Cynthia from Mississippi. Okay, great. Thank you for letting me pray for you, Cynthia. I appreciate you. I'm going to put you on mute, Cynthia, and then I'm going to let you come back in. Okay, here we go. All right. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for Cynthia. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for who Cynthia is in you, for who she is. We bless you, God. God, you are the God that supplies all of Cynthia's needs. Everything that she needs, you are the supply. Help her to receive. Help her to receive. I see you, Cynthia, with your arms up, and it's almost like you're trying to receive, but it's like maybe not you're not getting it. But it's not that you're not getting it because he didn't answer your prayer. It's you just receiving, having the mind, the restedness in your soul that God wants to do this for you. He wants this for you. And I see a big, huge, like it's a gift. You got your hands up, but it's not dropping. But we thank you, Father. Give her the grace to receive. Give her the grace to receive on the level that she needs in order for that thing to be manifested. Give her the grace to receive. Think highly of yourself. Think very high of yourself in a very balanced way. God has already answered the prayer. He's given it to you. It's just you just got to receive that thing. You just got to receive it. And I know sometimes, I have received it. Sometimes we think we have, but there are times where we have not. So we thank you, God, that you give her the mastery key on what it is for her to receive from you, that you're able to manifest a lot for her. There's a lot that God wants to manifest for you, Cynthia, a lot, a lot. It's just a matter of receiving. And you watch and see as you just relax and receive, just receive it. Like some people, you know, like all tensed up, just relax, release. And just receive. And may you be a blessing to children. Children. Some children. Some boys. May you be a blessing to the children. May you have influence on these boys. May you have influence. Influence. That they would take heed and listen to you. And as they do, their lives are the better for it. God wants to give you everything, Cynthia, everything. Just receive. Just work on, just practice receiving. He's done it. Just receive. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and look within yourself and just say, God, I receive in Jesus' name. So, Cynthia, if there's anything else you want to pray for, I'm going to let you come back on in here. And there you are, Cynthia.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I received that.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. And yeah. It's... I have two boys and two girls, grandchildren. And I also have two little dogs that I call my boys.
Yeah. That's funny.
But
I like boys.
And I feel bad because I can't feed them what I want to feed them. And, you know, I want to give them the best. And, you know, it's just funny that you picked up on that. But, I do have two prayer requests. One for my daughter, Jenny. My daughter, Jenny, she's been having a difficult time lately, and so for her, and then also for me to get the apartment.
We can, of course. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God, for Jenny. We lift her up to you, Father. You know what she needs. You know what she needs. We bless you, God, for Jenny. You supply everything that she needs. Now, I see a braid in the back of a girl with a braid. A dark-haired girl with a braid, and I'm not saying that's her. I'm saying, if that's anything that God is wanting to bring out of that, we thank you, God, that you are everything that she needs. We pray, God, that as life continues for Jenny, she will lack nothing. She will this child will lack nothing. Everything that she needs. her mind, her brain, her skull, everything, every part of her functions properly as you, God, have made it to. May this child lack nothing, everything that she needs. Everything that she needs. She won't lack anything as she grows and continues in life. I pray, God, that every decision that she makes turns out to be in her favor. In her favor. And I pray as she continues, if there's ever those moments of depression, in Jesus' name, Father, you attack that head on. That it will never override her. It will never overtake her. May every decision that she makes turns out to be in her favor. Not because she's perfect or anything, but because we've prayed and we've agreed tonight for that. May your protection always be with her, lacking nothing, lacking nothing, lacking nothing, lacking nothing. In Jesus' name, Father, you let your angels of protection always be encamped around about her.
Yes.
Every time, every single time, every time. And may she always know, this could have happened to me, but God didn't let it. That could have happened to me, but it didn't happen. And I believe, God, is there'll be a moment also where she'll know that, where something could have happened in a very destructive way, but it won't touch her. Like something miraculously happening to her, because the angels came and pushed her out the way. We thank you, Father. We release that unto Cynthia. We release that unto Jenny. We release that unto their family. We release that in Jesus' name. And then, God, we pray for this apartment. And I believe that's why God is saying, everything that you need, everything that you need, Cynthia, everything that you need, you just receive. God, may you work it out. If there's a shortage, Father, as she receives, God, provide. As she receives, provide. You provide. Wherever the help got to come from, God, you show her. I got you covered on this side. I got you covered on that side. I just want you to receive. I got you covered, Cynthia. I got you covered. A nice location. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
A nice location. You just open, keep, just practice opening up. Just, I receive, God. I just receive it. This is what you want for me, God. This is what you want. Jesus said, ask the Father, and it'll be done unto you. And then Jesus came back and said, up until now, you've asked me for nothing. In other words, you asked me for nothing. And when you did ask me, you couldn't receive it. Receive. And the Father will do it. This is what you want to do. A nice place. So we bless you, God. For the nice place. I thank you. We thank you in advance, God, for the nice place. The heartbeat of God The heartbeat of God is for you. God is for you. The heartbeat of God is for you, Cynthia. And may your babies, every one of them, lack nothing. And everything that you want to give to your babies and your boys, hallelujah, may you be able to do so. I speak abundance and prosperity over your family, lacking nothing. Lacking nothing, not just for Jenny, but for the rest, lacking nothing. In Jesus' name, you will be able to do those things. You will be able to do those things. You will. God wants to make you happy. Just receive it, Cynthia. And you'll see. Close your eyes. Concentrate on it. Look inside of you. Don't look out there. Look inside. And that's where God is and saying, you got it. You got it. Just receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Lord. And I appreciate you. And God bless you abundantly.
I receive. I receive.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. All right. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to go to our next caller. Ooh, my jaw. Okay, so I have the next caller is going to be 803-991.
Hi, Felicia.
Hello.
Hi, this is Angela.
Hi,
South
Angela. Hi, Angela from South Carolina. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that. Okay. So Angela from South Carolina. Thank you, Angela. Let me put you on mute and pray for you. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We just thank you for every person. Just a moment. I think I...
Hello?
Hello?
Just a moment.
Yes, this is Sylvia. Yes.
No, just a moment. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, because I clicked on the wrong one. See, I told you, y'all got to be patient with me. So let me pray for you and Angela. Just a moment. Okay, hallelujah. So, Father, we bless you for Angela. We thank you, and thank you for calling in, Angela. Thank you again and again. So, God, we bless you. We thank you that wherever Angela is going, hallelujah, you in the will of God. You, wherever you're going, it's in the will of God, in the will of God, in the will of God, in the will of God. Keep doing what you've been doing in the will of God. Keep doing what you've been doing. Pursuing God, pray, ministering to people, loving people, in the will of God. In the will of God, it's like you're gonna always find yourself in the will of God. I came this way because I felt like this is what God wanted me to do, and then boom, it turns out to be the will of God. The will of God. Even maybe accidental things will turn out to be the will of God. The will of God. The will of God. You keep doing right. You keep doing right and living right, and you'll see how everything just works out. Everything just works out. Everything just works out. You keep doing right, and you see how everything just works out. Pita la boshe. Thank you, Father, for Angela. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, Angela, I'm going to unmute you, see if you have anything that you wanted to pray for. Or okay,
thank
there you,
you
go.
How are you doing?
All right, okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's just confirmation for me. You know, I've been praying to him about his will for my life because you had spoken some words to me before and a couple other people have, and just trying to, know exactly what my ministry is and what is his will for me as far as my ministry.
Yeah.
So everything he's telling me, you know, I guess I'm on the right track, so I'm just going to keep doing what he's telling me to keep doing what I'm doing, and he'll, like you said, wherever place he needs me, that's what his will is for me, so... I'll take that.
You're gonna find yourself walking right in what he called you to do. I'm not for sure what he called you to do, but you're gonna find yourself walking into that, right into what
right.
he called you to do. You're gonna find yourself. Yeah, I mean, just may accidentally. You're just gonna find yourself doing it, and you're gonna know this is the will of God. You'll know. You're gonna know it. Thank you, Father, for that.
Amen. Amen. Can you pray a prayer for my niece and my nephew Olivia and Xavier?
Xavier.
And Xavier. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. We can pray for them.
Yeah.
your niece and your nephew. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God, for the niece and the nephew. We thank you, Father, for them. We thank you, Lord, that as they grow, God, that they would also walk into their calling as well. May they not miss their calling. May they not miss their calling. May they do what they're called to do in life. And we pray, God, no premature death. We pray, God, that these babies grow and go and live long lives. And may they be the influence of righteousness amongst their peers or amongst their friends. May these babies walk in their calling as well. May they perform. Maybe, I don't know, is one of them like to into like music and maybe dance and be a star and.
My niece, she plays piano, Olivia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, great.
Man. Wow.
So,
thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for that. So God is with her. Hallelujah. God is with her. We bless you, God. All right, and if she loves it, may she just flourish and flourish and flourish in it. In Jesus' name. May she flourish. Hallelujah. And then Xavier, I said that right. Xavier, I think. That's what you told me. Yeah, we thank you, Father, for Xavier. We thank you. Hallelujah. That Xavier will also reach his full potential. His full potential. And may they be close as well as they grow. May the sister and brother, the siblings, these sisters and brothers, may they be close as they grow. That they won't have some type of a conflict and never want to claim each other again and never want to communicate with each other again. No, may this be a close brother and sister relationship. May the other one look out for the other one and the other one look out for the other one. Hallelujah. Give Xavier a wisdom, God, a wisdom that is undeniable. That people would say, oh, that child is smart. That's a smart guy. That's a smart boy. It's a smart person. Just smarts about him. We thank you for that, God. We bless you, God. You are so good to us. You're so good to us. Thank you for speaking, and thank you for their protection. Thank you for being with these children. Thank you, God, for showing us things to come for these babies. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Angela.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, teacher. Yeah.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate it.
Yes, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you. All right, Angela.
Okay, good night.
Okay, good night. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller here. I'm going to call on who has a hand. Make sure you got your hand up. Okay. So I have a 910-709. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing that. I'm okay. I could do better, but I guess I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking. Yeah. All right. So let's pray for you, Sylvia, from North Carolina. Thank you, Father. We bless you. For Sylvia, we thank you, God. We bless you. Hallelujah. For Sylvia, North Carolina. Thank you, God. I just see a sunflower. Roses. Maybe a rose, a sunflower. A rose and a sunflower. Father, we thank you. Water her garden. Water her garden. Water her garden. Sylvia loves you. He loves you. I just see flowers. Sylvia, I see flowers. But one is a sunflower and the other one is a rose. I just bless the Lord for you on that. Flowers. I just see flowers. And I sense that God is ready to give you some happy times. Some happy times. I'm not saying that's what flowers mean. I'm saying I sense that God is ready to just give you some happy times. Just some happy times. Some happy times. God, give her the happy times. Hallelujah. May she enjoy you, Father. Enjoy the things on the earth, the things on the earth that you've given to make us happy, to make her happy. Look forward to happy times, Sylvia. Okay? Happy times. And I mean just a continual happy time, just continually being happy about things, you know, because things working out, things starting to work out, you're feeling better, doing better, and just happy moments. God is ready to just make you happy all the time. I'm going to unmute you, Sylvia, here and see if you have anything that you want to pray about. And Sylvia, there you go.
Yes. The flowers, and you said happy times. I guess I connect that to the breakthrough. Is to come. Yes.
Yes.
Remember, you gave me the breakthrough last week, and the flowers this week. The Lord said so. Praise the Lord.
Oh, that is a connection, huh? Happy times.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for that.
Yes. I want to know if you could pray for my two daughters for unity in their household. They live together.
Okay, sure. Sure will.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Father. We bless you, God, for the siblings. We thank you for the two sisters. Living amongst each other, living together. We thank you, God, that you are a God of unity. You are the God of unity. Unity comes from you. You are the God of unity. And so, Father, we pray for them. We pray, God, that you give each of them, influence them, God, to understand that you need to be patient and forgiving of one another. Influence them, God. Change their hearts, as the word of God says, like a hammer on a rock. It's the heart, hard heart, just soften up their hearts, God. Because we've agreed tonight and prayed tonight, soften up their hearts towards one another. Soften up their hearts, God, towards one another, that they can dwell together. Give them moments also, give them moments that they enjoy each other. And as they enjoy each other in these different moments, they'll begin to see, you know, we can have a lot more enjoyable moments. We can have more enjoyable moments. Father, let unity, togetherness, harmony dwell under that roof between the sisters. Let it be so, Father, because we've asked you. Because we've asked you. Because we've asked you. They should get along. They're sisters. And God, only you can do that. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. Only you can do it, I pray, God, that there's no
Only you can do it, God. Relationships outside of them two. Teach them how to have healthy relationships, not just together as sisters, but their friendships, relationships, romantic relationships. Teach them, God, how to have healthy relationships. The men, teach them how to have, I think it's really the men, teach them how to have healthy relationships.
Amen.
Give them the desire to have a healthy relationship. Yeah, yeah, it seems like a conflict may be coming from outside, causing them to be in unity on the inside. It's not just them two. It seems like it's coming from outside. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we push that back. We push that back, God, that it will no longer penetrate the sister relationship. It will no longer penetrate them. Let them see, God. Let the girls see. Open up their eyes that they can see what's there. They can see this is unnecessary. This is no, we don't need this. We should have each other's back. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you open up their eyes, that they can see what's there. And they can see that we are better together. We are better together. Yes. We are better together in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for coming in. Thank you, Father, for coming in and doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That was the exact Felicia.
Oh.
It's a guy that one of my daughters started dating, but my other daughter seems to think, he's bringing division. And
yeah, oh, God.
That's the problem. Yeah.
I didn't want to say too much.
That was it. I didn't, elaborate on it, but you said exactly what the issue is, and that's the problem. And I've been praying about it and, concerned because they were very close until this relationship started. And I'm praying on it. I'm not as exactly, don't know exactly how to pray for it. So I figure... just pray on her. And I was praying about the eyes to be open, her eyes to be open concerning him. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. Come on, Jesus.
Yes.
He did that
tonight. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I've been praying and so that she'll see him for who he really is. And I feel like the enemy sent him into the camp. That's what I feel in my spirit. And so I'm hoping God is going to, move on it fast and move him out.
Yeah. We believe you for that, God. We believe you.
Yeah.
God, you care. You care. You care. God cares. You care, Father. And we come to you for help. You care. We ask you for help in Jesus. You, God, help. You care. You care, and we believe you, Father, for your help. We believe you that things will be turned around. As her eyes are open, she'll begin to see this and see that and notice this and notice that. Thank you, Father. God will do it.
Amen.
God will do it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for praying for them and for me as well. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Hallelujah.
And I speak healing over your body tonight.
Thank you.
That God will begin to manifest healing quickly.
Thank you so much. I need
that.
Okay.
You have a great week. I was praying for you while you were ministering. I think I'll stay on and just continue to do it.
Okay. Thank you so much. I need that. Thank you. I appreciate that. I need you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to stay on for a while. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Isn't that nice? That's so kind. I need y'all. I need y'all. Okay. I'm trying to hang on in here, y'all. Okay. All right. I'm going to move to the next caller here. And it's going to be, I have a 734 672. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Michigan.
Hi, Jennifer from Michigan. I'm repeating it because I have to write. Jennifer from Michigan. Okay. All righty. Thank you, Jennifer, for calling in. Let me pray for you. I don't know if I ever prayed for you before, but let me go ahead and put you on mute, Jennifer. Okay. And then if you have anything else, we will pray. All right. So we thank you, God, for Jennifer from Michigan. Bless you, God. Thank you, Jennifer, from all the way from Michigan. Hallelujah. Jennifer from Michigan, thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, that wherever Jennifer goes, God, you are her protection. It's like, thank you, God, that you making a way for her to travel to and fro, travel across, travel, making a way, God, for her to be able to travel, around the United States. Thank you, God, for that. We thank you and we bless you that your protection is with her, and that as she goes and goes to and fro, she'll meet all kinds of people, make contact, and minister to people. You will minister to people, and people will have have their mindset changed even about Christians. I'm like, you know, Christians, I just can't stand Christians. You'll even change the mindset of some people who have a negative, a negative perception of Christians. We thank you, God, that as she travels, you protect her. And as she travels, God, you call her to be that, call her to minister to the right people at the right time, God. And as she's doing that, God, then you let her be blessed, that she would be able to keep going and keep going and keep going, knowing that she's been making an impact, knowing that she's making a difference. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We bless you, God, for all the work that she put in, all the work that you put in, and all the work that you will put in. Just going to and fro, traveling from one state to another state. And even when she's tired, God, I'm worn out. Father, give her strength to continue on, strength to continue on. We thank you, God, and we bless you, Father, that you will not be alone. You will not be alone. Jennifer, you will not be alone. You won't do this thing alone. You won't be alone. You won't do it alone. Thank you, God, for the influence. Jennifer, I'm going to unmute you here, and anything you want to pray for, we can. And let me get to the right person. Okay, there you go, Jennifer. You're unmuted.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I've always wanted to travel. Me and my husband, we've talked about, doing ministry and traveling, so haven't done it yet, but confirmation that that's what God wants us to do at some point. So
yeah, so you and probably you, so you guys won't be alone then. You'll do it, but there'll be other help to come along. Like you, I believe maybe other help to come along, and you guys will be able to really be propelled into that. But it's like it'll be you and others, of course your husband, but I'm saying, you all and others as well, and then maybe branching off alone or starting alone, and then others coming up. Somehow it's not just going to be somewhere. It won't just be you. When I say you, I mean you and him. It won't just be y'all. It's like I feel like it'll be y'all and maybe somebody else, maybe for a while, and then it'll be y'all alone. Something along those lines. In the airport, people, that's so-and-so. And so, like, maybe kind of not, a little notoriety, a little notoriety at some point, which will be fun, especially if you're going to be ministering, that'll be fun. So we bless you, God, for that. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for these ministers. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you are a good God, and you're going to be under God's protection. You just go. Y'all just go. You'll be under God's protection. As God is speaking to you, go. As God is speaking to you, go. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
I was just wondering if you could pray for my health.
Yes. Sure can. Hallelujah. Yes, okay. He will. Because you got to have that to travel and go and do and all those good things. You know? You got to have good for that. And so, Father, we pray for that. We thank you, God, that whatever the health is, we thank you, God, that you already know you're going to recover her. You already know. She got to go. She got to do. She got to move around. She got to be busy. We thank you, God, that you restore her health. We thank you that you restore her, whatever ailment. We thank you, Father, that you restore that. I don't care what it is. We thank you that you restore that. And give her a good, and make her happy too. Hallelujah. Restore that. Restore that. Never to return again. Never to return. Never to return. Restore. Never to return. This thing never to return. We thank you, God. God is, miracles come from the Lord. Miracles come from the Lord. God is able. God is able, and God is able, and not only able, but God will. Miracles come from the Lord. We bless you, Father. God is already. He's already. Listen, there's things that are planned for you ahead. There's things that are planned for you ahead. A good health is already en route. Thank you, Father. Because she got to do. Give her the wisdom on how to walk in that. The wisdom, the understanding. And then God speak to her more and more. And may she learn about her own health that she can share with others and say, I dealt with that, and let me tell you how the Lord recovered me and restored me. Use her, God, for your glory. May she be used for your glory. May she be used, God, for your glory. Jesus, you said, ask, and we ask. Father, we thank you that it is your good will to give unto her. Hallelujah. The good life. May you have the good life, Jennifer, the good life. When this is over, the good life. May you and your husband have the good life. The good life, nothing less than that. The good life be unto you and your husband, the good life. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're so welcome. So welcome. Thank you for letting me pray.
Yeah, of course. God bless you.
I receive it. Bless you. And thank you. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Thank you, Father. Okay. I'm going to go a little bit longer, y'all, okay? All right. A little bit longer. Let's see here. I'm going to go to... The next caller I have is going to be, okay, here we go, 321-230. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angelise calling from Florida.
Angelise?
Angelise, yes.
I don't want to chop your name up. I'm so sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
Angelise.
Yes.
Did I get it right? Yes. Okay. Oh, Jesus. From Florida. Antelise from Florida. Okay. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you. Let me mute you, Antelise, and pray for you and then let you back in. Thank you, Father, for Antelise. I got it right. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that. Bless you. Hallelujah. God is a good God. God, you are so good. And we lift up Antelise unto you, Father. And we pray for her needs to be met. We pray for her needs to be met. We pray for her needs to be met. Why am I, this is the second person I've gotten. I've seen hair. I'm not for sure what that is, but I just see some hair. I see hair. I just see hair. We thank you, Father, for what that means to Aunt Elise, if it means anything right now, unless it will in the future. We bless you, God, for Aunt Elise. Thank you for Aunt Elise. Ah, shalabonde. Pietro bosta taraba kamande la bosha kandile la bosse. Lando rabakarisa antelis. Hallelujah. I don't know if you a cruise, like the Carnival cruise, that cruise boat. The Carnival cruise boat. Bless you, Father. It's almost like you're going to meet somebody that maybe work in that, you know, has their occupation is in that, like they work on a cruise, like they work on the cruise line. Maybe you're going to meet somebody who works on a cruise line. I think that's what you call it. I'm not for sure, but like, you know, the occupation is in, yeah. Because I just see a cruise, and I see people dancing and dancing, but I sense that it's a person who does that for a living, and you're going to meet them. I don't know what kind of relationship that will be, but it will be significant to you. It will be significant to you. Bless you. Thank you, Father, for Aunt Elise. Lord, I don't know what is this? Okay, so we got to connect all this. I'm seeing a Mickey Mouse Disneyland and a cruise. What is this person must work in, like, in a, not entertainment, but so wait a minute. Isn't there a Disney cruise boat? I think there's a Disney cruise. I think Disney has a cruise boat, right? I think they do. I think that's what that is, man. So it's like you're going to meet someone who does that for an occupation, and whatever the relationship is, it's going to be an important, it's going to be a significant, an important relationship. It's somehow you're going to meet this person, I believe, is what God is saying, I believe. And this person is going to have an influence, but this is going to be a positive thing in your life. It's going to be a positive thing in your life. And this person may introduce you to some new ideas and some new things, making a real difference in your life, Aunt Elise, making a real difference. Bringing about a change in your life, bringing about a change, because you wanted to do some things, but you might need a little help. And I believe this person is going to help bring about a change. You're going to be helped. Yeah, you're going to be helped. Hallelujah. So I'm going to unmute you here, Aunt Elise, and there you go.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You mentioned in the beginning, you mentioned hair, right? Correct?
Yes.
You kept saying hair. And I'm a licensed cosmetologist. That's one of the things that I do, but it's like one of the things I'm most passionate about. And I'm constantly traveling back and forth from home, well, back and forth to where I'm from,
back to Florida working, and it's just been like a little crazy. I was praying on it today. I worked at a place for like 12 years, took leap of faith and quit. It was in nursing, and I just like, ever since then I've been working for myself. I ended up getting a job when I moved down here a few months after I moved here because, you know, I didn't have a clientele base. So I ended up getting a job in nursing again, but I was just praying today. I was praying, like, I just don't want to work for anybody anymore. Like, I just, and if I
yeah.
I just want to, I want to do what I'm most passionate about. I've been a seller since I was like 10 years old. And I was praying, like, God, just send me clients or just make a way with something where I can just do what I love. You know, I think it's important that we do what we love so it doesn't feel like work, you know?
And,
I was just home over the summer. I worked the whole summer at back in New York, but now I'm back, and I told myself, oh, I'm just going to, like, I signed up for this on this website that, you know, that you can, they help professional stylists get clientele. So the first day I signed back up, I had, like, my first client within 24 hours. So I don't know, I was just praying that God just make a way and figure out something. It's so strange you mentioned a carnival cruise because, it's not strange, but it's something that you mentioned it because my family and I were trying to cruise, like, for Christmas break. So I don't know.
Well, you said y'all were trying to.
Yeah, cruise for Christmas break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you're like, Disney, and I live in Orlando, so I don't know. I don't know, but wow, that really spoke to me.
That is cool. We bless you, Father. We pray, God. We agree with her, God, doing what she loves to do, Father. May you bless her abundantly in that. May you bless her, God. Bless her. Increase her in that. May one client turn into two and two and three and three and four in Jesus' name. And may she be able to just enjoy her occupation. Enjoy what she do, Father. If this is what you've put in her heart, then obviously this is what she needs to be doing. And we thank you, God, that this is going to be a financial blessing for you. Hallelujah, making good money every month that you'll be able to calculate and say, I make this and I only have this many clients. I only have this many clients and this is what I make. Oh, my God, how wonderful. Thank you, Father. You're not going to have to go out and try to, you know, I got to get another customer. No, you're going to have it. You'll have that. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah. And it's like you'll get those repeat clients, and you'll be able to say, yes, I have a clientele, but I'm not working on 1,000 heads a month. I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine, but you won't have to. You'll have to sit. Since you'll have a set clientele, and you'll be able to say, all I have is this many clients, and I make this much. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you for that, God. Do it for her. Let her see, hallelujah, that, yes, this is what I have for you. This is what I put in you. This is it. This is it. Let her see, God. Manifest it, Father. Manifest it unto her. Hallelujah. Manifest it, God, unto her. You made her that way. God made you this way. Hallelujah. May your hands just be so gifted. Just so gifted. So gifted
Thank
that
you.
People will be able to say, this is my beautician. And that other people will be able to say, well, I can't get in because your clientele will be so full. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, it's been like a little bit of I don't know, I felt like a struggle because when I'm home where my regular clientele base is, when I'm back where I'm from, like, I do so well. And then, like, when I was back in Florida working, and it's like, wow, I have to work super hard, overextend myself, be exhausted at this job for the same money that I make in a day. And, you know, I just been, you know, trying to push through and trying to, you know, keep the faith that something else will work out, and I'm just praying that it does.
Yeah.
That it will.
Yeah, keep pursuing that. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep pursuing that. Keep believing God, and you'll see.
Thank you so much. I did have a prayer request.
Okay.
Can you please pray for my niece? Her name is Jaylon. She's kind of been, like, acting out. She's only 10, and my daughter, she's 11. Her name's London. She's just started back school, and I just want her to have a successful school year this year. So.
Yeah, hallelujah. So you have Jaylon, right? Jaylon in London?
Jaylon in London.
Oh, Jaylon. There we go. Okay. I'm going to get it right. Yeah, we can pray hallelujah. Thank Father, we bless you for Jaylon. Thank you, God. And Jaylon is just being Jaylon. Jaylon is being a child. Children do those sort of things. And, of course, we don't always, you know, I'm not a psychologist or anything. I don't know what why. But we thank you, God, that, you know, whatever the reason is, God, you are able to resolve. We ask that you resolve that as Jaylon grows. Yeah, it may be, you know, acting out, but Father, you're able to cause Jaylon to grow like you did for me. I did the same thing. And then at a young age, the light bulb came on, and I no longer wanted to be that way. Do that for Jaylon, Father. Do that for Jaylon. Jaylon doesn't know that that's not good. That's not good. They don't know now. But as Jaylon grows, I pray, God, that you do for Jaylon what you did for me. Let Jaylon say, you know what? I don't want to be that. That's stupid. I don't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. I did that when I was young. Now I'm a teenager. I don't want to act like that anymore. Let Jaylon see other kids do the same thing that Jaylon is doing and cause it to change Jaylon's mind, that like a mirror. And Jaylon says, is that what I look like? Yes. Father, you're able to do it. Mirror Jaylon to Jaylon's self. That there will be that where Jaylon will say, nope, I don't want to be like that anymore. Maybe I got issues, but I'm not doing that anymore. We thank you, Father, for that, for you being a God who teaches the children. You're the teacher. You teach the children. Let there be that change that come about. In Jesus' name. And then, Father, Jesus, we pray for London to have a successful school year. Every parent wants it for their child. We pray for London, Father. First and foremost, we pray, God, for London's protection. We pray, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will ever, ever overtake London. Wherever if there's danger in her area, Father, in Jesus' name, you cause her to always, even by accident, to avoid. Let her always, I pray, God, be in the right place at the right time, always able to avoid bad things happening. In Jesus' name, let her be all. But we pray, God, that that baby is always the one to get out, to not be affected. We pray, God, a good school year, and then the continual years. May this baby be the good student, and may this baby be under your protection. May this baby learn. May this baby learn. May this baby learn good things. Learn things that are going to make her think. Things that are going to make her think and have critical thinking skills.
Amen.
Critical thinking skills that this baby will know. Won't be duped by the boys. Won't, you know, what's the word? Duped or won't be led astray by the boys.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for London's critical thinking skills. Thank you, Father. We bless you. All right.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are so welcome. You're so welcome. Thank you.
God bless you. Have a good night.
Okay, I receive. You too. You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I appreciate you all for calling in. I am going to have to shut the show down, y'all. Thank you all, you know, for calling in and just allowing me to pray for you all. And maybe the next time the show will be a little bit longer, but I do need to go ahead and close the show out. Thank you all again, and thank you, Prophet Randy. Didn't mean to have such a short show. I'm just in a situation. Thank you all for praying for me, for my body. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. And I pray for every one of you right now who are still on here. May you receive exactly what you called in for. In Jesus' name, be it unto you. Amen. Have a good night.